Hi, and welcome to the Help My Website Sucks podcast. I'm Amy Gumbrell, and as a freelance web designer, I get to help others learn more about websites day in, day out. So I'm delighted you're here. Listen to future episodes by hitting the follow button, and I would love it if you were to leave a review too. Don't forget to come and say hi over on social media. Search for @2CowsWeb and there I'll be. I'd like to share some of my own experiences as a web designer and some of the common questions and issues that pop up again and again. In this episode, I'll be answering the question, what is hosting? So let's jump straight on in and, well, get on with it. So why do I need hosting in my life, I hear you say? I thought we were talking about websites. Well, we are. You can create a beautiful website without the internet. But if you want your audience and or your customers to see it, you are going to need to find out more about the world of hosting at some point. In simple terms, hosting's an online service that allows you to publish your website files, your website, onto the internet. So if you have access to the internet, you have access to those website files. These online services are called hosting providers or hosts, and there are many of them. More about them in just a bit. Your website files are held on a server, and it's the responsibility of the hosting provider to ensure that the server is always up and running. So a server is essentially a computer that manages a network of resources and talks to other computers over a network. And, well, if something happens to that server, such as it developing a fault, you won't be able to see your website on the internet. I'm pretty sure you've heard people say our websites are down at the moment and we're just waiting for it to go back online, or words to that effect. This probably means that there's something wrong with the server, and whomever is the host of that website will most likely be frantically trying to get the server working again behind the scenes. So we've established what hosting is, but did you know there's more than one type? Well, for those starting out with a website, you will probably never need to know about all the other types. But as with everything, I suppose it is worth knowing about, as you may come across some terms that includes those top-end hosting providers when you're actually looking for a host for your website. Just to let you know, there is such a thing as free hosting. This is offered by many of those drag and drop website platforms I talked about in episode 2. They essentially deal with getting your website on the internet and take away the need for you to worry or think about hosting. Go and check out that episode to find out more. The main types of hosting that the majority of website owners will come across and use is shared hosting. And as the name suggests, means that you share something. In this case, your website files are sharing space on the host's server with other website files, i.e. other businesses, other websites. This is by far the cheapest way of buying hosting and is absolutely fine for the majority of websites. You may have heard that historically, if you were to share with other websites, it could have led to problems such as slowing down of your website if one of your neighbours on the same server suddenly had a rush of people using their website. But nowadays, you'll find that hosts are much more canny and these sorts of problems are far less likely to affect you. However, it's definitely something to bear in mind. Now, let's go straight to the other end of hosting, which is dedicated hosting. Just like the shared hosting name, I'm sure it's a bit of a giveaway what dedicated hosting actually means, but just in case you weren't sure, it's in fact a whole physical server dedicated to your website files and your website files alone. This is the most expensive option, coming in at thousands of pounds a month. As I said earlier, I guess it's not really for small businesses per se, but if your business did end up becoming much, much bigger and you had a super demanding enterprise grade website, those are the sorts of websites used in large industries such as supply management systems, for example, you may consider using a dedicated host. So we've got shared hosting at one end and super expensive dedicated hosting at the other. Now let's have a little look at the middle options. Well, we've got two. Both are similar. We've got VPS, which are virtual private servers, and cloud hosting, dedicated cloud servers. Now I'm going to make life a whole lot easier for you and try to break them down, as we've got a bit of abstract thinking to get through here, people, with these options. Believe me, it can get a tad tricky, but let's have a go. Let's delve in. So firstly, the word private in a VPS could be seen as a little misleading, as you're actually still sharing a physical server with other websites. However, the server is split into separate virtual servers. So each website has their own set of server resources, completely isolated from all the other websites on that server. So why is that good? Well, it means increased reliability and performance for your website. It's a bit of a win-win situation for you without having to spend as much as a dedicated host. However, the main downside of a VPS is you need to know what you're doing. You've got to have some technical skills to set up the server yourself and manage it. And well, if something did happen to the physical server or another website had a sudden increase in numbers to their website, well, you are probably going to be affected. So that's VPS. Are you still with me? Stay with me. This is now, we're going to talk about cloud hosting. And it works pretty much in the same way as VPS, except that your website files will not be held on a single physical server. Instead, it's held on many different cloud servers simultaneously, hence the name. It uses a technology called virtualization technology, which, in my opinion, is absolutely mind-blowing. It splits a physical server into multiple virtual machines called cloud servers. Stay with me, you're still there. I do need to talk about cloud hosting as it's growing in popularity, and you'll probably hear more and more about it as time goes by. It's considered a very reliable and stable way of hosting, as well as being scalable for growing businesses. You see, if there's a problem on one cloud server, no worry, the second cloud server will pick up the slack and keep the website online. Pretty cool. Now, there is another specific type of hosting for WordPress websites. So some hosting providers offer WordPress hosting, and all that means is that the host has made the space that they have on their server for your website WordPress ready, making it easier for you to set up your WordPress website on your hosting. You can run your WordPress website on any of the different types of hosting: shared, VPS, cloud, dedicated. It is completely up to you and the needs of your business. Now, I could be here all day going through the pros and cons of different website hosts, but that's not what I'm here for. There are search engines that could do a much better job. Instead, let me take you through some things to consider when searching for your host. And I've put them as 5 questions to make it nice and snappy and easy. There you go, snappy. The first thing you need to consider is, how busy is your website? Do people occasionally pop on there? Is it a steady trickle throughout the week? Or do you run a busy membership site with people regularly logging in and logging out? Some hosts may put a limit on how busy your website is and may charge you more when you hit a certain level of visitors. Question 2, do you want your host to also look after your emails? Now, this might sound great and it might make organization a little easier for your business, but your host may charge you for each and every email address or limit the size of each mailbox. I'll be going into more detail about emails in a future episode, so watch this space. Number three, how much support does you and your business need? Some hosts offer fantastic customer service as standard. Others, not so much. Number four, and this is an important one, when you're looking at your figures and looking at the costs of hosting, the question you need to ask is, what is it going to cost you in your second year of hosting? Now, almost all hosting providers I've ever come across have a juicy little introductory offer to hook you right in. Read the small print. Is there going to be a sharp increase? Are you going to get a shock next year when you look at your renewal quote? Definitely worth considering. And finally, at number five, well, what type of hosting do you want? I've talked about the main types during this episode, so do have another listen if you're undecided which to choose. So that was my breakdown all about hosting. What did you think? Was it helpful? I would love to know your thoughts. So come over to social media and say hi and share any questions you might have about hosting. Remember, I'm at Two Cows Web. Ultimately, hosting is one of those things that you're going to need to know about when thinking about websites. So it's best to get to know what you're dealing with, even if you decide to go down the free hosting route. That's right, hosting, just get on with it. Thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't already, please hit that follow button now to never miss a future episode. Bye for now. For more information, visit twocowsweb.co.uk/podcast. Help My Website Sucks is a vibrant sound media production.